recommendations issued during the previous UPR cycle. Thank you. To conclude, the state of Guatemala promotes and defends the rights, human rights that are enshrined in international covenants, and this for all our citizens. It is also enshrined within our constitution, and there is no discrimination allowed on any grounds. With this, we recognize the right of every person to enjoy their fundamental freedoms without this altering the social and cultural basis upon which our legal order has been built. It is important to note that the state of Guatemala complies with its international obligations regarding precautionary measures as well as friendly settlements within the Inter-American Commission, and we have also settled all the sentences issued by the Inter-American Court of Human Rights. Similarly, it is worth highlighting that Guatemala has ratified international conventions that protect human rights, including the rights of women and children. Guatemala reiterates that it firmly supports stepping up efforts to prevent and eliminate all forms of violence against women and children. I'd like to highlight that under the administration of President Dr. Alejandro Yamatei Faya, in July 2021, we approved the public policy for protecting life and the family as an institution. This is geared towards strengthening the programs that meet the needs, the immediate and priority needs of our citizens. This is done from cradle to grave. Also, we promote respect of human rights for people who are yet to be born, as well as infants, children, adolescents, young people, grown-ups, and older persons, thus protecting the family as the core nucleus of society. We would like to reaffirm our democratic and republican vocation. We ensure full independence of the state's powers, and we are also firmly committed to continuing upholding and enforcing human rights. We commend the work that has been done by the Troika and the work that the Troika has yet to do. Vice President, we'd like to thank all states for their recommendations, for they clearly support the same path that the state of Guatemala is treading to uphold human rights. And we take these into account so that together we can build a better Guatemala, a peaceful Guatemala, a Guatemala for all. Thank you.